So we had the privilege this week to read the Parshas of Achrei Mos and Kedoshim. And specifically in Parshas Kedoshim, bless you, there are many, many beautiful psukim that deal with our Ben Adam L'Chavera. That deal with, ultimately, again, how we are supposed to interact with one another. It's an amazing thing that after the Torah spends time speaking about the laws of morality, Torah spends, meaning literally morality, immorality, Torah spends a significant amount of time teaching us just on a basic day-to-day level how we're supposed to interact and speak with one another. So, for example, the Torah says, I'll share with you two insights which we'll put together. So the Torah, this is in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Tes Zayin, chapter 19, verse 16, the Torah says, Lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha. Lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha. Which also, what does it mean, Lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha? So Rashi HaKadosh says, it's like a lashon of rochel. Rochel is like a spice peddler. So what would a spice peddler do? A spice peddler would go house to house selling his wares. The Torah says, Lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha. Don't be a gossip peddler. Don't be someone who goes to person, did you hear about this, did you hear about that, this person said this. So again, we normally take this to speak about Lashon Hara. Right? Don't be the kind of person that ultimately, again, sows the seeds of discontent within Klal Yisrael. I will say now, beautifully, on the way that most of the commentaries look at that phrase, Ba'amecha, is that's referring ultimately again to walking around within Klal Yisrael. Don't go person to person. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says it's something very different. He'll say, you know, that the halacha of Lashon Hara, or the halachos of Lashon Hara, is not just about individuals, but a person has to be so careful never to chas v'shalom malign Klal Yisrael. Have to be careful never to malign the Am. It's not just enough for me just not to speak negatively about Reuben, not to speak negatively about Shimon. That's obvious. But I can't speak negatively about Klal Yisrael. We'll say this is an incredible Yisrael because you see this happen so many times, the way people speak about different segments of Klal Yisrael. Whatever, everybody has their segment, whoever it is that they speak about. You can't do that to both sides. Just because you're speaking about a segment and not about an individual doesn't make it any less damaging. But again, the Chilonim can't speak about the Charedim, and the Charedim can't speak about the Chilonim, and the Orthodox can't speak about the Conservative, and the Conservative can't speak. You can't malign any segment of Klal Yisrael. And the Baal Shem Tov says that this is Mufurosh in the Pasuk. He says, how do you understand the Pasuk? Lo Selech Rachil. You can't speak negatively Ba'amecha. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, it's not just the din that you can't speak negatively about the individual. You can't speak negatively. Selech Rachil, Ba'amecha. Do not go ahead. La'atadaber Rechilos, says the Baal Shem Tov. Don't speak negatively about your people. We have our deficiencies, we have our challenges, but ultimately, again, we can never, Jew should never, chas v'shalom, utter a negative word, not about another Jew, and not about the klal. But as I will say, you know, that simply not speaking negatively about your people is not enough. Not speaking negatively about Shaval Jew is not enough. The pasuk goes on. Derek goes on. The Torah suggests a few psukim later, v'yahavta l're'acha kamocha. Paul says you have to love your fellow like you love yourself. And again, so much ink has been spilled throughout the generations understanding this mitzvah. Besides the incredible difficulty of it, and besides the inherent, seemingly almost impossibility of loving another like you love yourself, so listen, I want to share with you a beautiful insight about this. So, Reb Simcha Bunim Pshischa, Reb Pshischa says, I'm going to read to you his words. He says, L'chol davar, yesh bechina, livchon es hadavrem hulo mezuyof. Habechina ladas im adam yisol hu yehudi amiti. So we'll say, everything in life, you know, has like a litmus test to prove whether or not it's genuine or false. So the Rebbe Pshischa says, and this is amazing, he says, how do you see if a Jew is a genuine Jew? What makes a Yehudi amiti? Right? What makes a genuine Jew? So we'll say, it's a very loaded question, right? Meaning, almost like, you know, like they did like these studies with the genetic markers for the Kohanim. Like, what is the genetic marker, the spiritual genetic marker of a Jew? How can you tell if someone is a real charter member of Klal Yisrael? How do you tell? Hiya Avas Yisrael. If you want to see if someone's a real, genuine Jew. Now, I will say, don't go applying this. You know, I have questions on your yichus. I will say, but what it's saying is, if you want to see if a person is a Jew, you know, some of us are Jews because our parents are Jews. Some of us are Jews because, you know, we're in the club because of nature. And some of us have bought in. Some of us have bought in. How do you know if somebody's bought into their Yiddishkeit? How do you know if somebody's a genuine Jew? Look at their Avas Yisrael. If somebody loves their fellow Jew, if somebody has a burning love for every single Jew, like we saw, they're never, not only are they not Lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha, but ultimately there's a genuine love for every single Jew. Those who are like them, those who are not like them, then ultimately, says the Rebbe, that's the Bechina Lada'as Im Adam Yisrael Hu Yehudi. You want to see the litmus test of a Jew? Look at their Avas Yisrael. But get ready what the Rebbe says over here. Kemidas avasul Yisrael, kach chelko b'yados. And Rebbe says, your relationship with your Yiddishkeit is absolutely and intrinsically intertwined with your level of avas Yisrael. The level of love you have for your fellow Jew, Rebbe says, determines your level of connection with your Yiddishkeit. Listen to this. He says, "What? Where do I get this from? V'zeh v'yahavta l're'acha." Get ready for this. Again, like I said on Shabbos, the beauty of Chassidus is the ability to put punctuation wherever you want. So I'll say, so watch this. So the Rebbe puts a little bit of like a dash over here. The amount of love you have for your fellow Jew, kamocha. I will say, Garrett, it's going to blow your mind. See, kamocha, the Rebbe says, is a contraction of two words. Kamocha means kimokach. Kimokach. Like this what? Like this atanimdot. The way you love your fellow Jew, kamocha kimokach, like this are you yourself judged. You want to see how much, what the Ribbono Shel Olam thinks of you. The Ribbono Shel Olam looks at one thing. Now, of course, whenever we say the Ribbono Shel Olam looks at one thing, that's never a true statement. The Ribbono Shel Olam looks at everything. But you know, at the end of the day, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving me my performance review at the end of 120, there's got to be a whole bunch of things, criteria that hopefully I've met over my lifetime. Says Rebbe Pshischa, what is the number one quality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for me throughout my life? And the answer, says the Rebbe, is Avas Yisrael. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for me, from me, more than anything. The amount that I love my fellow Jew, kamo, kamocha, kimokach, like this, atonimdad. In accordance with this standard, will you be measured? In accordance with how much you loved your fellow Jew, that is going to be the standard by which HaKadosh, or one of the standards, by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to measure the success of your life. So mostly we have the two ends. On one hand, of course, again, it begins with Lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha. Not only can we not speak negatively of another, but we can't speak negatively about our people. We have to love not just the individual, but love the club. But I will say it's not enough just to have the Sur Meira. It's not enough just to not slander, not to speak negatively, but there has to be an Aseh Tov. And the Aseh Tov is a recognition, Rabbi Osei, that our real connection with our Yiddishkeit is measured by how much we are able to love the other. The more we're able to love one another, kamocha, kimokach atonimdod. Like this will be judged. Bizochem Yetzir, Rabbi Osei, to have a favorable judgment in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bizochem Yetzir Hashem, to love every Jew. Not just the ones who are like us. Not just the ones who are likable. You know, there are a lot of people who are really unlikable. It's mamish. We're talking amongst friends. There are a lot of unlikable people. It's the MS La'amito. They're difficult. They're contentious. They're just unpleasant to be around. But that's, I'm speaking honestly. But we'll say, I want to be clear on something. You don't have to want to be someone's friend to love them. I could say, you know what, Plony, honest, if we never run into each other again, I'll be more than happy. But I love you to pieces. I love you to pieces. Rather not have anything to do with you. Rather never have another conversation. Never hope, right? You should be well. I love you to pieces. And I just want to point out, it's not a stira. It's not a contradiction. You can't be friends with everyone. You can't want to be around. Some people are objectively annoying. They're just like that gnat. You just want to, please, just go away already. Hey, but at the end of the day, I love you to pieces. Why? Because you're my fellow Jew. And I will say, that's the level I have to rise to. And it's that level that I have to re'acha. I will say that ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gauge our success in this world. Shukriya.
It's Friday.